From NPR News, at All Things Considered, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. There have been new disclosures today about efforts the Clinton administration made to capture Osama bin Laden. In 1999, the CIA began training and equipping a Pakistani commando unit to capture or kill bin Laden in Afghanistan. 3 years earlier, when bin Laden was living in Sudan, the government there offered to turn him over to the U.S. or to Saudi Arabia. Instead, he fled to Afghanistan. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
The scheme to use Pakistani commandos was developed with the knowledge and help of then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the chief of Pakistan's intelligence agency. According to Clinton administration officials, the CIA began to train and equip a team of Pakistani commandos in 1999, less than a year after bin Laden's al-Qaeda blew up two U.S. embassies in East Africa, killing more than 200. The plan was aborted the same year after General Pervez Musharraf ousted Prime Minister Sharif and seized power. Details about the covert scheme were first reported in the Washington Post today. Members of the Clinton administration differed about the possible success of the operation. Among some, there was hope that the plan would work, especially after the failure of the cruise missile attack that targeted bin Laden in 1998. But there was skepticism in some quarters of the White House. Daniel Benjamin was on the staff of the National Security Council.
There was simply a desire to get as much help as possible in dealing with bin Laden, but it's not clear that that help was ever going to come through.
The commando squad had little time to carry out its mission. Operational by October 1999, it collapsed when Musharraf came to power on October 12th. It is not clear whether Musharraf specifically decided to disband the squad or whether the operation fell victim to deteriorating relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. The U.S. did not support Musharraf's coup. Soon afterward, the U.S. imposed a new round of sanctions on Pakistan, which were removed only after the terrorist hijackings last month. Details of the scheme were confirmed today by more than one Clinton administration official on condition of anonymity. Skepticism among some Clinton administration officials was fueled by the close relationship between Pakistan's intelligence service and the Taliban in Afghanistan, and the Taliban's close relationship with bin Laden. Some U.S. officials feared it was not possible for Pakistan's intelligence service to mount such a covert operation without bin Laden finding out about it. The earlier effort to seize bin Laden occurred in 1996 when Sudan's president approached the U.S. ambassador and the CIA station chief in Khartoum and offered to turn bin Laden over to the U.S. or, alternatively, to Saudi Arabia. At that time, although the Clinton administration suspected bin Laden of complicity in the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, the FBI did not have enough information to indict him in a U.S. court, so the CIA explored the possibility of Saudi Arabia's taking him. Daniel Benjamin says there was much skepticism about the Sudanese government inside the National Security Council.
It was working so closely with bin Laden and his operatives that it was at times hard to distinguish them. And so there was very little reason to ever believe in the good faith of the Sudanese government. Remember, it's in this time period that Sudan became designated as a state sponsor of terror.
Some U.S. officials maintained the hope that Saudi Arabia, which had expelled bin Laden 2 years earlier, would take him. But others, such as Benjamin, believe that the Saudi royal family would reject the offer because of fears it would stir up bin Laden's supporters in Saudi Arabia with possible violent consequences.
So when Sudan is reported to have offered to send bin Laden to Saudi Arabia, you have to recognize that that's not much of an offer. That was a fairly disingenuous offer, I believe, and they probably knew that the Saudis would say no.
Negotiations between the U.S. and Sudan continued for more than 2 months. In mid-May 1996, they ended, and bin Laden was expelled. He flew to Afghanistan. Many in the Clinton administration were relieved, figuring it was the best outcome at the time. Bin Laden, it is believed, was able to remove his financial resources from Sudan before he left. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.